and welcome to the hearing. I'm John.
And from Chicago's North Side, I am Scotto.
And before we get to this week's album, so last week after recording, last week we reviewed Wetleg's debut album, you mentioned you were surprised that I liked them as much as I did.
Yes.
Presumably similar to Yannicka, you would figure they'd be a bit too poppy for me, I'm assuming.
Yes.
I was editing, and it got to the song Piece of Shit, and your comment that it sounds kind of like Cake. And something dawned on me. Because when we were recording and you said that, I had so much on my mind, I didn't really think about it. I got to that comment, and I realized, yeah, it really does sound like a Cake song.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the guitars and everything.
And it also occurred to me, like, after recording, that they're in a very similar vein to Annie, St. Vincent.
I think the other influence that I didn't think of at the time last week, but it occurred to me like maybe a day or two after, Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm. But production-wise, they're very much along the lines of Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Humor and kind of song structure, they're kind of similar to Cake.
Yes.
They're like the midpoint between Annie and Cake.
Yeah. Yeah. Combining the two is a great idea.
And, you know, in terms of modern music, we don't have much crossover. Annie and Cake are definite crossovers for us.
Yeah.
We both love both of them. So the band that is in the midpoint of the two makes sense. As I mentioned when I posted it on my own social media, it's a rare occasion where we're both equally enthusiastic about an album.
I think we've caught that a few times this year.
Well, it has happened, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Much like on Zombie Takeout, I think even more than on Zombie Takeout, we tend to disagree on here. Speaking of Wetleg, they are the reason I found out about this week's band, the album being 2020's High Risk Behavior by the Chats. Wetleg covered an old chat song called Smoko that had gone viral. And I recommend looking up both versions on YouTube, as you just did. It really shows how New Wave spawned from punk.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's back then it was about making it more marketable, you know, because punk was just about fucking off, you know?
And punk was basically rage. Punk was protest music.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And you strip out that anger, or you kind of subdue it. You make it numbness instead of anger. And you throw in an analog synth, and you have New Wave.
And you could still work some of the punk themes in there, you know. I mean, the Talking Heads were very much of that nature. Yeah. They could have easily been a punk band with the way they, you know, their lyrics went.
Arguably, the inventor of New Wave, Gary Numan, was a punk performer, was in a punk band. Two Boy Army was a punk band. They went into the studio, he found a synthesizer, and we now have Gary Numan's music. And we have New Wave.
It's pretty much, you know, Johnny Rotten, just, you know, okay, you know, Public Image Limited.
Yeah. Anyway, the Chats are an Australian punk rock band that formed in 2016 in the Sunshine Coast, Queensland, who described their sound as shed rock.
Hmm.
The band took their name from the phrase "that's chat," an Australian slang to describe something that's gross, disgusting, or bad. High Risk Behavior is the band's debut studio album. The album title allegedly comes from the offense listed on tickets given to drummer Matt Bogus for skateboarding in public. It's kind of like GBH, the another punk band. One of them was charged with grievous bodily harm, hence GBH. High Risk Behavior was released on March 27th, 2020, by Bargain Bin Records, produced by Billy Gardner, and features Eamon Sandwith on vocals on all but track 3 and bass guitar, Josh Price on guitar on all but track 13 and vocals on track 3, and Matt Bogus on drums. They don't credit a guitarist on track 13. I'm thinking maybe Eamon.
And there's definitely a guitar player there, yeah. So it's kind of weird.
And it's a very different style, so it's clearly not Josh Price. Reminder, I don't edit any songs into our reviews for copyright reasons, but on our blog at johnscatto.com, you'll find links to High Risk Behavior on Spotify and YouTube, so you can follow along if you'd like. Track 1, Stinker. This just starts very abruptly. It's very DK. A lot of this album is very DK.
I this is totally Sex Pistols, this one. Like the whole, like, even saying the line, "It's a bloody disgrace." I mean, there's only one person you think of, and that is, of course, Johnny Rotten. Like, a lot of his cadence here is rotten.
Oh yeah. Musically, it reminds me a lot of DK, though.
But yeah, musically, a lot of this album is DK. In fact, I think there's a few songs where he, you know, gets into the vocal styles too.
Yeah. But Eamon is very Johnny Rotten influenced. I liked the line, "The sort of heat you can taste," and the "fuck it" right before the solo. They have an interesting variety of subject matter on the album.
Yes. Yeah, that is what keeps you going through this.
On to track two, "Drunk and Disorderly." Incidentally, I should mention, everything is under 3 minutes. Half of it is under 2 minutes.
Yeah. So
there's not a ton to talk about.
Right. We can't talk longer than the actual song
does. Right. But track two, "Drunk and Disorderly," great groove, great bass tone. I love the tone of Eamon's voice. He really conveys the anger nicely.
Yeah.
And he's just a really good actor vocalist.
That is the key here. Yeah. You're definitely believing what he is singing. Yeah, there's no, "Oh, really? No. He really sells it. I listened to the most recent one too. Mm. There's a couple that this one and some off that one, they take a lot from the song "People Who've Died." Uh-huh. Yeah. You kind of get that same melody in there.
It's just good old fashioned punk. Love the shouted bridge. Track three, "The Clap." This is the one that Josh sings. I almost now, couldn't tell it was a different vocalist.
Yeah, I couldn't either. But I think here's the thing. It is old school punk, but there is like a higher production value to it, which is an interesting combination, you know, and it's not that whole DIY rough sound.
Right.
I mean, they are rough sounding with their instruments and everything. But it is produced in a very...
It's modern recording, yeah.
Right. So it is kind of like we've heard this before, but we haven't heard it in this way, right, it feels like. And not overdoing it where it's no longer punk. I'm looking at you, Green Day. Yeah.
And I should pull the old joke. It's not a Steve Howe cover or a Yes cover. But it is actually about getting the clap. There are some great clap sound effects in the break in the last chorus. And I love the line, "Doctor said, man, you're fucked."
I mean, at least they don't milk the joke for too long. Like, right. A minute and a half was perfect on this.
Yeah. Track four, "Identity Theft." Great bass line. Love the guitar tone. I love the line, "I was paying for drugs on the internet."
Yes. Like, who knew that could go south? I'm picking this one for strongest. It just has the most personality of the whole thing.
It was a close second for me.
The video is hilarious because it's the benefit of listening to these albums on YouTube is you get to see the video as you're going along too. Straightforward Pistols here, of course.
Another great line. "They even caught me on my webcam at home having a wank."
I love the old school modem dial-up sound to begin the song because, you know, why the fuck would anybody use that?
And there's this great tone on the solo. It's a little different from the rhythm tone. It almost sounds like tape compression, but I seriously doubt this was recorded analog because that costs some money these days.
Yeah.
Track five, "The Kids Need Guns." Another one that strikes me as being very DK.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is probably the most DK song on the album.
Yeah. Love the groove. Even the subject matter is DK. It's about kids learning, Australian kids learning gun violence from American TV.
I mean, we're talking about a band that, you know, did the song "I Kill Children."
Right. I go back to our review of Fresh Fruit, Frying Vegetables for a good story from me about that song. Track six, "Dine and Dash." Like the distant guitar tone, great riff on the chorus, and the chorus vocal is almost melodic.
it's a little bit of a change, but I'm picking this one for weakest. It just It kind of blends in with the rest.
It was almost my weakest.
Yeah.
Track 7, keep the grubs out. Nice syncopated bass line. I like the effects on the guitar. Not the pedal effects, but he's actually like doing sound effects, making, you know, getting weird noises out of his guitar. I like the non-rhyming lyrics. It just makes it sound like a story.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. It feels like a change in rhythm from most of the rest of the album. The latest album is a lot like that, where like the first 5 tracks just kind of bleed together.
There's only so much you can do with punk.
Yeah, true. And to have so many tracks on an album, it's not easy to do. But this one, you could definitely hear of Jello Biafra's influence on this one too.
And I like how the guitar is a little ahead of the beat. It just propels the song. Makes it feel a little unstable. Track 8, Pub Feed. This is my pick for favorite. Love the groove. Love the riff. It's a very relatable song. It's literally just about pub food. Bar food.
Yes. It stands out more because, I mean, it's kind of like a Weird Al punk song almost.
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel I watch called Tasting History, where the host makes food from different times in history. I feel like if there's a show like that in 100 years, they'll be referencing this song.
I don't think I've ever heard it called Schnitty before.
Huh. I know very little about Australian slang, or particularly food-related.
Well, obviously, he's talking about schnitzel.
Okay. I don't think
I've ever makes heard sense. It called Schnitty. But why not?
And this is where I have the note about Eamon's acting. Because if you can sell a song about bar food.
Yeah.
Track 9, Ross River. Great opening riff. Love the groove. The chords almost take the melody.
Yeah.
Instead of the vocal, because the vocals are always just shouted.
Right.
Love the shrill tone of Eamon's vocal on this one, and the solo is nicely melodic.
And this one, it just kind of blended in with the rest for me.
Track 10, Heat Stroke. Love the opening drum groove. Great bass tone, great guitar tone. Another song about the heat. They really are Aussies.
I mean, it goes with that steaming 45 degrees thing. And if you're thinking Fahrenheit, that's really, what's the big deal?
Yeah. Song Smoko, we were talking about. Queensland harsh summer heat. I think he specifically mentions 35 degrees.
Yeah.
That's 93 in Fahrenheit, by the way.
Yeah.
So it gives you an idea. Love the line, this weather's going to put me in a coma. I can't wait till summer's over. After having survived a summer, almost survived a summer, without air conditioning, I can definitely relate to this one.
Damn, I can't even imagine. Their accents make it sound like they're saying hate stroke.
Yeah. Love how prominent the bass is during the break. Eamon is a very classic punk bassist.
Yeah.
He's not a technician by any means, but he's got that very melodic, very propelled style. Punk is really bass player's music.
Yeah.
Bass dominates it so much. I think it's one of the reasons I love punk so much.
Yeah, the guitar is just supposed to be an accent or another bass.
Mm-hmm. On to track 11, Billy Backwash's Day. Great rough bass tone. I ever
got the story here. It's a story song.
Love the distant guitar tone. Sounds like it was recorded live. This is one, it almost sounds like the entire band is kind of distant from the mics, like it was recorded while they were on stage.
Yeah. Or maybe they just were in studio recording it further away from the mics. Yeah,
maybe with just a couple of room mics. But that's a great live kind of feel. I liked the lyrics about abusing tourists. I can definitely relate to that. Also, it's got a great solo. On to track 12, 4573. Great opening drum groove. I just love the drum sound in general. Great guitar sound effects. Nice build in the beginning. The riff is very East Bay Ray.
Yeah.
I like the chord progression in the chorus as well.
We finally get a build.
Yeah.
Almost got my pick for strongest, but no.
Track 13, Do What I Want. Love the opening riff. Great bass line. Love the groove. Very catchy chorus. There are some vocal harmonies, which are kind of a surprise on this one. Like the like the tambourine that comes in toward the end. It's got a great solo.
Yeah, they sneak in harmonies every now and then. I mean, they're not upfront about it, but they're definitely there if you listen throughout the album.
Track 14, Better Than You. This is my pick for weakest. I do like the opening riff. Damon almost sings this one. It's got a great bass line in the chorus. Nice to hear an acoustic. It's just that I think the guitar is just a little weird. And the lyrics are kind of iffy. I think they ran out of ideas on this one.
It's a very Johnny Thunders, you know, Born to Lose kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm better than you.
I like the best solo ever.
Yeah. After a very odd solo.
Yes. At the end, I was expecting a, you know, Wesley Wills, you know, rock over London, rock over Chicago. And then some slogan.
So do you recommend it?
Yeah, I was on the fence, but I'm going to recommend it. I like their more recent one better, actually.
I will have to take a deep dive into that one. It's called You're Fucked, by the way.
Yes, I feel like it takes a bit more, you know, they take a bit more of a stretch. Okay. There's a bit more peaks and valleys to it. Not many, because like I said, the first five tracks are pretty much all the same, you know, punk. But then once they get beyond that, you get some peaks and valleys and a little bit of variety in there.
We would have reviewed that one, but to be honest, I post these on my personal Facebook where my family follows me. So I stuck to the PG album title. What was that?
Get Fucked was not in the cards there.
Although we have done Land of Rape and Honey, so maybe we should have. I definitely recommend it. It's just good old-fashioned straightforward punk with some interesting subject matter and wonderful Australian accents.
Yeah, that's the draw. Because we've heard all of this before, pretty much. But it's cool to hear it with this production value while still keeping the integrity. And, of course, you've got the charm of the stories to it.
And that's it for High Risk Behavior. Until next time, we'll be reviewing Angel Miners and the Lightning Riders by AWOL Nation. A band I, much like Wetleg in the chats, only very recently found out about.
I don't think I'm familiar with them at all.
They have a very interesting sound. I couldn't really nail down a genre for them. So it'll be that'll be fun to get into. Until then, of course, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.